This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa. Here's Matt, guns it, caught, first touchdown Atlanta in the end zone. Caught, touchdown Calvin Ridley. Grady Jarrett got another one. You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, Hey, man. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great day. We're getting ready for a celebration in Athens as we celebrate the Dogs National Championship tomorrow. We will be there. More details coming up, but we'll be broadcasting from Grindhouse right there as the parade, and we'll pass by Lumpkin, and then obviously everybody's headed down to the stadium. It's going to be a fun time, man. Oh. And, Mike, I honestly can't wait to see how this team is embraced. I think it's going to be electric.
Yeah, we got Arch ready to rock and roll. Also, the Dogs got some good news about an hour ago. Chris Smith, defensive back, said he is coming back, posted something on his social media. So he's a Dog who wants to come back and make it. Let's run it back. That's news to Dog fans' ears, brother.
It is, man. I don't know who else is going to make that decision, Stetson Bennett, but we will see as we get closer here over the next, you know, couple of weeks. Guys have time. I mean, but, you know, Chris coming back is a big deal for the secondary. Arch, it's good to have you back on. Season's over for our Falcons, but the playoffs start. I do want to pick your brain a little bit about what you think about these games this weekend. But now that the season is over, I've been asking everybody, whether it was Coach Art or players, how do you evaluate this season under Coach Arthur Smith in his first year?
Yeah, I think, Carl, it's there was a lot of good things. Certainly there was some things that left you wanting. There's no question about that. The inability to, you know, to, I guess, protect consistently, run the ball consistently, certainly jumps out at you. Your inability to rush the passer with any kind of consistency without dialing up extra pressure. Those are things that you kind of wonder and you scratch your head about. And certainly Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith will have to address this offseason, probably the most paramount things they're going to have to address as they look at what this team looks like. But the team, the way the team competed, I think that there is a, you know, this whole culture idea. Yeah, sometimes hard to get your head around that and to actually, okay, what does that mean? How do you quantify that? Well, if you've got a team that fights you for 60 minutes and you think, well, they're being paid. Why don't they? That doesn't happen all the time. This is a team that did do that, okay? And it also is a team that found a way to close games out, albeit you had 7 wins. You closed out games on both sides of the ball. That is not something that's been happening here. We've closed games out. Matt Ryan's won 40-some-odd games coming from behind to win the games on the offensive side. We haven't seen a team win games on the defensive side. We saw Foye Aluakun with an interception. We saw the defense make stops late in the game. The Giant win, you had a defensive stop late in the football game to win the football game. That hadn't happened here. So there's some of that culture change you're starting to think about is that grind for 60 minutes. And then I think the thing that jumps out to me, one of the stats that I was impressed with, is 12 consecutive weeks with a takeaway. Those are things that are catching, too. That becomes part of your DNA. Hey, what we do is we take the football away here. Now, did it manifest itself into points? Some wins a little bit, but it is something that you begin to think, okay, if we play defense here, this is what we do. Now, you'd like to add rush pressure, the passer there, add we stop the run here, and those are things that will come. But I think, you know, grudgingly, we have to accept a couple of things this team did. They played hard for 60 minutes, fought you to the finish, and they took the football away. Those are things that I think you hang your hat on.
I'm with you. I just think, you know, we've known that the bill was coming due, Arch. You know, with the cap, it was a tough year. They didn't have a lot of, you know, inventory and free agency that they could really go after, you know, because they didn't have the dollars. What do you think of the rookie class? Obviously, Pitts, the only argument would be more touchdowns, but what do you think of the rookie class overall?
Yeah, I think Kyle was put in a really tough situation to start off with, Carl, or Mike and Carl. The ability to absorb this offense, and we saw it for the first few weeks of the season. They knew they were going to have to give him a lot, and he tried to absorb a lot, and he struggled early in the year to be a factor. And then all of a sudden it clicked. Well, you guys and I talked about week three, week four, and all of a sudden, boom, you started to see it. You started to see him start making plays. But they didn't limit what they were giving him. Remember, he was lining up outside the numbers. He was in the slot. He was lined up on the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage, motion. So they gave him a ton. So I think that his ability to absorb that was really cool. Now, yeah, you want to get him in the end zone. He had one touchdown. That can't happen. You compare him to the Mike Ditka season, which was the comparison this year where he was chasing Mike Ditka's number, which was a 14-game number, by the way. But Mike had 12 touchdowns that year. Kyle had one. We got to get him in the end zone more. That'll be something that's going to happen. But when you look at Richie Grant and Jalen Mayfield, I think you talk about those top three picks. Richie Grant came on during the year, played more and more, and played a variety of spots, played in the back end, played up in the box, played nickel. I thought you saw him to absorb the defense, and he certainly looks like he could be a guy that can be a factor for you. I think the two safeties, Jalen Hawkins and Richie Grant, are the safety future. And I like the way that looks. I think both have the ability to cover, both have the ability to tackle, all those kind of things, play the physicality. So you like that. Jalen Mayfield is the one that probably jumps out more than any is him at left guard. Played right tackle in college, played left guard here. There was some moments where he looked good. His body size is perfect for that. He's got gigantic lower body, come off the ball and run the football. Struggled with some of the twists, struggled with some of the stunts, and didn't pick those kind of things up. How much does he learn? Does he gain exponentially this offseason and become a much better player next year? I mean, obviously we're going to have to hope and bank on that. Those are three guys I look at, you know, when you talk about those top three picks of being impactful this year. Mm-hmm. I thought those guys did that. But it's still, there's more you want, right? And I think they still have more to give.
It's Dave Archer, guys, joining us here on the WaitForward.com hotline as we talk about what's going on around the NFL and talking about our Falcons as well as the offseason has officially started. Terry Fontenot and Coach Art giving their pressers as the week earlier in the week saying, hey, it's time to get to work now and try to figure out how to improve this team. Arch, let's shift gears and talk about the playoffs, man, and who you like and why, because you know, this wild card weekend is going to be a lot of fun. Mike and I have been talking about it, and, you know, we get all these games, two on Saturday, three on Sunday. But let's start with the Saturday games because, you know, when you look at these games and you go, okay, who has the chance to upset whom, even with home field advantage? And I'm looking Saturday, and I'm going, okay, can the Raiders go into Cincinnati and upset the Bengals? Of course, with the way they got into the playoffs was crazy, but, boy, I like Cincinnati.
I'm with you, Carl. I love Cincinnati. I think that Joe Burrow is this generation or this era, whatever the 10 years, however long Aaron Rodgers, this is the new Aaron Rodgers. This guy can sling it all over the yard. And, oh, by the way, his cast of characters are better than Aaron Rodgers has ever played with. I mean, his tight end, Azuma, is a phenomenal player. The three receivers can go get it. He's got a guy that can run the rock. I love the dude. I think the guy has got a moxie about him. He's got a little swagger about him. Doesn't beat his chest. He just goes out and gets it done. And I think that they're very proud. Now, that doesn't mean that Juju said the Raiders. There's something about the Raiders. Derek Carr has had this, you know, accident-prone scenario with him where he makes a mistake or something. This year feels a little bit different for him. He seems to be making a lot of plays. I think Josh Jacobs gives him that ability to run the football. And they've got some guys on the defensive side that'll come get Joe Burrow. That should be a very interesting game. I like Cincinnati winning the game, but it would not surprise me to see the Raiders go win that one.
I know, Arch, that when you look at the schedule, and the one that, you know, that the one that is going to be interesting, and because I just think both teams could win this one. I think the weather is going to play a factor. The Patriots on Saturday night, they went in there in really funky weather. And it was really, it was like watching like single wing football, man. It was like, with, if you're going one direction on that field, it was really terrible. So do you think that Josh Allen, who they went in there and beat him really strongly in Foxborough, or you think Belichick and his rookie quarterback will be able to handle it?
Please, Mike, please tell me the Patriots can't advance. I don't want the Patriots to advance. I don't want to, I'm just tired of the – I give Belichick a ton of credit. They went out and drafted a guy they liked. Mac played really well during the season. Had some moments where he struggled a little bit. For the most part, played really solidly. Probably was the class of the rookie class, if you will, at the quarterback position. I don't think you can even doubt that. But please tell me that Buffalo finally scrapes away. You know, let's eliminate. Let's get New England out of the mix. Right away, I can't fathom New England advancing in the playoffs. That would hurt me too bad.
Yeah, and you know what? It hurt a lot of people. I mean, that's the thing. If they beat the Bills, and it'd be a disappointment. The Bills are supposed to be better now, right? They're the higher seed. They got a better record. You're at home. All these things that are playing to their favor. All right, from New England to Tom Brady and the Eagles. Mike said earlier, if the Eagles upset the Bucs, it's the biggest upset of the weekend. I agree with him, but is it going to happen?
Well, Carl, I think that this is a Tampa team that's a lot more schizophrenic than we've seen in a lot of long years. I mean, they got shut out by New Orleans. I mean, it's just the really weird performances by them this year. And then with what's going on at the receiver core position, they're missing some guys. Obviously, Antonio Brown, his wig-out scenario, so he's gone. You've got Chris Godwin, who's hurt, and he's out. So, you know, now the old venerable one, Mike Evans, is the guy that's got to make all the plays with those tight ends and Leonard Fournette making some plays. So it'll be interesting to see what they – can they retool. The defense wasn't quite as good this year as it was a year ago, but they caught fire in the playoffs and really harassed Coach Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Can they catch fire again and play well on the defensive side? I'll tell you, the team, to me, Carl, that's laying in the weeds – is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really?
I think that every Pittsburgh, I mean, Pittsburgh can play defense. They can rush the passer. They can make the game a shorter game. They can make it a low-scoring game and make it a nasty game. And Roethlisberger's been there before, and it looks like Juju Smith-Schuster might be available this weekend to come back from the injury list. So he may be getting a weapon or two back. Don't forget Najee Harris and what he can – I mean, that is an interesting team. Defense travels. We know about that. And Pittsburgh's been there. You know, this is a quarterback that's in his last rung, last ride for Ben Roethlisberger. Don't doubt how much motivation there is on his plate. I would not be surprised if the Steelers do a little surprising this weekend as well.
I just got beat so bad like 3 weeks ago there. But I hear you getting healthier. All right, brother, Shanahan Bowl. Quinn versus Shanahan. This is the one I can't wait to see. How's this going to play out?
Well, this has got to play out, Mike, in a scenario where you're supposed to run a ball late and kick a field goal, right? And he doesn't do it, and Dallas gets the ball and goes the length of field and wins the game, right? I mean, that's
5 years and it's still too soon, Arch. Too soon.
Stop. For those who have no idea what Arch was just talking about, he just relived our Super Bowl.
Super Bowl 51.
Poetic justice. Poetic justice. You got Robbie Gould waiting there to win the football game for you to try to throw it to get sacked. Come on. That's the way it's kind of. This will be a fun game, guys. I think the 49ers are hot. I think they're playing really well. They're running the ball again. Garoppolo seems to be playing at a pretty high level. But wow, that offense for Dallas. What's Dallas team's going to show up? You got arguably the best receiver core in the league. You know, Quinn's got them playing defense. If the 49ers don't turn the football over, I think the 49ers could win this game, but. If they turn it over, Dallas is fed on turnovers this year. Short field opportunities. Dak gets hot. That could be tough, and they could run the number up on them if they turn the ball over. 49ers don't turn it over. Look for this game to be a fourth-quarter game with the team with the ball last has a chance to win it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hey, Arch, great job, man. We got to run. We appreciate the time. Thank you all year, as we said earlier, and we're looking forward to talking playoffs with you as well.
All right, keep your ring around Mike tomorrow. And Mike gets crazy around those parade things. It can get weird on
weird.
I mean, that's one, Carl, if he's not going to come out with me, just bring bail money, okay? That's all I ask, Carl. You know, I'm bringing your dirt, by the way, so you get your World Series dirt and we get a parade out in Athens.
Hey, man, I'm all for it, dude. And they got our beer on tap. So
that's right,
I'm
baby.
I'm good.
We're at Grindhouse, by the way, from 10 to 3, for those who didn't hear.
Falcon Report brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, don't forget, if you are going to lay low this weekend, make it a pizza party, on the way home, go for the carryout option. If the pizza's not ready within 2 minutes when you show up at Domino's, it's going to be free the next time you swing out there. Get all the details at Domino's.com.
What did our GM say about the trade and more? Stay right there.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Before we talk about our Hawks, Mike, let's talk about what we just heard there with the Dogs. And you mentioned it at the top of the hour with a couple of guys staying, and or at least one guy staying and one declaring. Listen, Zamir White, as a running back, makes total sense for him to say, hey, I'm going to go try to do this thing in the NFL. There are a bunch of dogs already in the league. You know, Sony Michel and obviously Nick Chubb with Cleveland. But I think this is a smart run or smart play for him. Because of the position, Mike, the life cycle of a running back, and right. get as much money as you possibly can. Hopefully he has a great career. I totally get that. But the safety coming back, I think, is a big deal.
Yeah, man. Chris Smith announced that he's going to be coming back. He put it up there on social media, so a lot of folks fired up. And if I can punch this up, I got out of my glasses today. He says that this year was nothing short of amazing. And that being said, big reveal, right? I have decided to return to Georgia for my last year of eligibility. Soldier, number 29. So, yeah, man, he's stoked. He's ready to rock. And the guys that are going to, you know, try to make some loot in the NFL. Zamir White, a guy that, you know, had, you know, multiple knee injuries and battled back and wins himself a ring. I hope he gets, you know, that's a guy you root for to go make some money in the NFL, to hopefully get a good enough draft pick and hopefully can stay healthy, because that's one where there's some wear and tear there. A guy on the flip side of that would be James Cook. And James Cook also heading to the NFL. I think he looks more and more, not just his hairstyle, Carl, but his style looks more and more like Dalvin every day. And he's a dude, I think, that could carry a load for a team. Some people feel he'd be a complimentary guy. Either way, there's a room for him in the league. And then Lewis Cine, who obviously had some big plays in the championship game, also declaring for the NFL. So next man up with the Dogs in the running back room, you, sir, are going to get some juice.
I see Cook, and this may not be an accurate comparison, but I do see him as a Reggie Bush type guy,
right?
You know, in the NFL, if he gets with the right team,
worst case scenario, a third down back, better case, yeah. You know, in the mix.
Yeah. It gets with the right team. You know, we forget Reggie Bush had a big role in the Saints getting to the championship, you know, into the NFL Super Bowl. So how Sean Payton used him and his versatility and returning kicks and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, man, good luck to all those guys. I mean, this is what it's about, right? You live your dream, and then hopefully you go get a chance to make some money and continue to live that dream. All right, let's shift gears and talk about our Hawks guys. They're in action tonight against the Heat. The news of the day is Travis Schlink speaking to the media, and I want you to hear some of this because he talked about Cam Reddish, first of all, and that the future with Cam and the Hawks, it just wasn't going to happen here.
As I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Cam Reddish goes on and has a great career. It certainly wouldn't shock me. I think, you know, what we came to is that, you know, he probably wasn't going to have that with us with the current mold. So we try to maximize, you know, the return that we can get for him.
Now, with the current mold, you know, how Nate was using him, defensive posture, what do you read from that? Because, I mean, I'm not trying to break it down into semantics, but you know, you draft the guy, he's a top 10 pick. He's got tremendous upside. He has been inconsistent. He says he wants to be more involved in the offense. He doesn't like just simply being a jump shooter. And here's a guy that, you know, if he does go on to have success, I don't know what, as he said, what's going to happen with him in the Knicks. But, you know, is this a misstep for Travis, or is this simply the guy didn't want to be here, he gets rid of him, and we are actually going to utilize that pick, and there's not more of an end game here?
Well, after hearing, you know, Steve Koonin and obviously we heard Travis Schlink here, and he's, you know, the surroundings of this ordeal.
Right.
I give Cam credit because he did this the right way. He was behind the scenes and he said, look, I want a bigger role. I want more. And if you guys can't give that to me, it, with all due respect, trade me. And they did. And he, on a night-to-night basis, wasn't disruptive. He wasn't not showing up for games. He wasn't late for practice. We didn't hear all that crap. So, you know, I don't think this is – you're bad-mouthing him. And then Steve Koonin said, listen, he was well-liked by his teammates. But if you want a bigger role and it's just not possible based on the team that we've constructed, then you've got to try to help yourself with getting another draft pick in the process. So – and when you say a misstep, Mike, I mean, I think we got to wait to see if Cam flourishes into the you know, all, not all pro, but the NBA All-Star that, you know, we think he could have while he was a Hawk. then down the road, maybe 5 years from now, we'll say, man, Cam Reddish turned into a hell of a player. But where are the Hawks at that point? See, if we're winning championships and we're in the Eastern Conference Finals year in and year out, does it really matter? See, that's where I think if you say it was a misstep, because if we're not competitive, if we're not the team we expect to be, and we've made this move, that's when you're going to go, what the hell?
It's just, you know, the narrative, at least what we were throwing out, not throwing out, we believed it, that, hey, man, we're going to finally have this whole team together. The depth with Gallinari off the bench, and obviously Bogey's a starter, and Herter can start. But, I mean, it's almost like, so Herter and Cam Reddish can't coexist on the floor at the same time. So it just, I was under the impression, wow, we will have such a star-studded, you know, lineup, and Cam is a part of that moving forward. And now I'm told, you know, we're probably better off without him on the floor. We produce better when he's out on the floor. He doesn't play defense. And now Nate, and obviously they're putting a brave face on this, but Nate was upset. That's why TLC was starting over him. So, I mean, this was what I thought was a building block, and I thought he'd be there. We all knew it would be difficult to accommodate, aside from the cap continuing to go up, that both DeAndre Hunter and Cam would get big, big deals here. But now you're betting, as we said to Steve, you're betting that DeAndre Hunter, for the first time in his life, can play an entire season, because that's what's going to – I'm not knocking him. We know he's the glue guy. He plays fantastic defense. Nobody else on this freaking team plays defense. But now DeAndre Carl's got to show he can stay healthy.
Yeah, DeAndre Hunter was more highly thought of coming out of college than Cam, and he's more highly thought of in this organization. And I think if you talk to people around the league, they, as much upside as we think Cam has, DeAndre is a now guy, right? When healthy, Mike, he can help you right now. We've all been waiting for Cam to come along and, oh, he's got to play and he's got to get in the rhythm. We don't forget DeAndre Hunter was a 4-year player in college. He came in ready. So that part of it, I think, is what the Hawks are looking at. And I think that, you know, if you would have asked me, if I had to choose, I think I would have made the same choice. I really would have. Because a 6'8 DeAndre Hunter who can create his own shot and play defense pretty much 1 through 4, and in some cases a 5, depending on who's on the floor, that's invaluable. So I think that is the decision I would have made, and it's the decision the Hawks made.
No, I mean, I agree with everything you say about DeAndre. He just got to show that he cannot get hurt between now and the playoffs. And by the way, what's the next move for Travis? I mean, as we get close to the trade deadline, first things first, this team's got to get out of this giant hole they've dug in. I've been preaching, I'm trying to be positive. I'm preaching to guys on Twitter, hey, man, we were 6 games down back on February 28th, and we got things rolling. Problem now is 6 games down really kills you, because the rest of the Eastern Conference is a lot better than you. And the teams immediately in your way are better than you. At least they certainly look like it so far.
Yeah, they do. Can we hear Travis talk about Cam wanting this trade? I think this is important because we all said, what is he doing? Is this foolish by our GM? This was from the player.
Cam had come to us during the offseason and expressed a desire to, you know, maybe get to a situation where, you know, he could have a little bigger role. You know, he's certainly not the first player that's done that. You know, he went about it the right way. It was no public proclamation. You know, he showed up, went to work every day. But, you know, we told him, listen, if there's something that makes sense for us, we'll certainly take a look at it.
And it did. And they wanted a first rounder, Mike, and they got that in return.
Yep. So I know a lot of us, I know you and I both don't like the idea of him, you know, if he gets into that groove the elusive groove that we've just talked about with Cam so far. Don't want to see him at Madison Square Garden, him and, R.J. Barrett reunited and maybe making things happen. Right now, there's no immediate spot for him to really plug in with Thibodeau in that offense. So that'll be interesting. Hey, man, you got to play defense. Do some freaking defense. And who's the leader on this team? We really didn't get the answer from Steve. A lot of guys are saying Trey has to be the guy. To whom much is given, much is expected, right?
That's right. Coming up, road to the big game. Patrick Mahomes talks about facing Big Ben. You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
I'm O'Gara from the Game Time Traffic Center. This traffic report brought to you by DuckDuckGo. And right now we are seeing some trouble up in Gwinnett County. A crash in the right lane, Peachtree Industrial Boulevard northbound, right near Jimmy Carter. We're still jam-packed north and south on the downtown connector. Southbound, though, earlier trouble cleared near Highway 166. On 285 on the north side, you're still riding those brakes as you leave the Dunwoody area all the way past 400 over towards 75. Then it starts again, leaving Smyrna all the way down towards Interstate 20. 85 busy north of Spaghetti Junction. 75 fills in through Marietta, heading up into Kennesaw and Ackworth. The Duck Duck O route you can trust. 400 looking good into Roswell and Alpharetta. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Will Guerra on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Dave Archer came on the show, 5 o'clock hour. He said, Pittsburgh, don't be fooled. They're at Kansas City. That's the Sunday night game, guys. And Mike mentioned this, you know, 3 weeks ago, they got crushed by Kansas City. And Patrick Mahomes was asked about, you know, playing Big Ben. This is his last go around, Mike. I mean, listen, everybody wants the storybook ending. Everybody wants the Stetson Bennett ending, okay? But it doesn't happen all the time. And so I don't expect it to happen this weekend. But Mahomes respects what Big Ben's able to do, and certainly going into this weekend.
I mean, he's an all-time great quarterback that's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. But he's still playing great football right now. If you look at the big throws that he's made to keep their season alive, we know it's going to be a great challenge for us. Not just him, but that entire team. They have an attitude about them. They have a mindset that they play with, so we're not taking them lightly at all. I mean, they're a team that that has beat a lot of really good football teams, to get to play against Big Ben, it's an honor for me. I mean, he's a great football player.
They do a great job getting after a pass rush-wise. Obviously, we all know what T.J. Watt did and Cam Hayward making the Pro Bowl for the fifth time, but they're easy to run on. So I think that's one thing if Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy do again and in a play action as well, sets things up. But it just it's hard, barring you know Pittsburgh getting you know Juju Smith-Schuster back and he and Ben be able to connect. But Ben just doesn't look the same guy. I mean, it's the reason why this is his last you know playoff appearance, Carl. It just Father Time is caught up. And I'm not nothing would give me more fun than watching the Steelers make this one interesting and close. But they got pretty much handled, and I think the same thing will happen as what happened 3 weeks ago at Arrowhead.
I do too. I just don't think they score enough points. But you know, here's what. Arch was talking about if that defense can find a way to turn Kansas City over, then things maybe change and play into their favor. But I think it's going to take a Herculean effort to beat Kansas City. Now, Cliff Kingsbury is the coach of the Cardinals. They play on Monday night. That's the Monday night game. We get wild card weekend all weekend. But I thought this was a really interesting comment when he said, you know, he feels like Kyler Murray is going to play the best game of his career.
Yeah, I think this is what he's been waiting for 3 years. He's a guy who you know wants to be playing for something and knows he's playing for something, and this is his first shot at the playoffs, and I expect him to play probably the best game of his career, and I know he's going to give it everything he's got.
Interesting, because Kyler Murray's been really good. I don't think anybody would debate that. You could debate where he is on the pecking, you know, the pecking mm-hmm. order. Is he better than Herbert? Is he better than Joe Burrow? You know, you could go down that argument. But in these big games, when you got guys like this that run around Mike and create havoc and you can't get him to the ground and he's escaping pressure and creating more time, he becomes dangerous.
I mean, he's a guy that there's a level of expectation. This one needs to kind of culminate with the next step. They win a playoff game. Kingsbury validates, you know, committing, because this guy is a star. I just wonder how that offense flows and how funky they've looked since DeAndre Hopkins went down with that MCL injury. It's a huge part of that offense. You know what I mean? It's just you can't underestimate a talent like what that guy brings to the table. So I know they've won some games. They had a 3-game losing streak. They got the win in Dallas. I mean, to me, they're the two most schizophrenic teams, and they're both in that same division, the Rams and the Cardinals. So, I mean, if you were going to, like, put a gun to my head, and please don't, I just wouldn't know which way to go with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you trust more? I honestly think I trust Kyler Murray in his first playoff start over Matthew Stafford, who's never won a playoff game.
It's kind of where I feel. I think the pressure might get to Matthew Stafford this weekend. I do. Or actually Monday night.
Right.
Because the buildup is – you were waiting all your career to get to this point. And you didn't have great players in Detroit. And you didn't have this or that in Detroit. Now you have it all. You've got studs on the defense. Brand names. You've got everything. You got a great coach and a great offensive play caller. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't get it done, Mike, whose fault is it?
They had a 5-game win streak. And you start to say, okay, the Rams have got it back going on. And then they lose to the 49ers. And the 49ers, and that was an unbelievable game. A lot of drama, obviously. We're waiting to see the Saints get knocked out. You've got all the stars. And if you missed it earlier, guys, you mentioned Les Snead. I mean, this dude, I don't know if you call him, he's bluffing, Carl, but he's definitely going all in. He's always raising the pot. And he spends a lot of money. And they always seem to, you know, regroup and get back in it. But there's another one. It's kind of like, okay, are the Rams just everybody's fun headline, but they don't do anything?
Speaking of the Rams, Eric Weddle, he's coming back to play, which is crazy. But we played this earlier. It's just funny. Raheem Morris, he was with our Falcons for a while, and interim head coach, ends up as the DC with the Rams, calls Weddle and is like, what you doing?
When Raheem shot me a text to give him a call, I first initially thought it was about the Cardinals. Like, Raheem, like, I've watched every game, every snap, offense, defense, but I don't know if I could be much help with the Cardinals. You know, I think you guys got that handled. You know, then the conversation started to happen, and he asked, he's like, you know, you're not fat and out of shape, are you? And as soon as he said that, I knew what was coming next.
It is kind of cool how these guys have come back. We've seen it with the NBA with 10-day contracts over COVID. But here's a dude that literally is out of it for a year. And, oh, by the way, you're going into a playoff game. But it wasn't like he was in a pie-eating contest, right, when Raheem Morris called him. So he's good to go.
Yeah. And you were talking about – it's crazy. You were talking about Stafford. Did you see his wife, Kelly
Yes.
Stafford, asking Rams fans not to sell their playoff tickets to the Cardinals? And she actually was talking about the environment of Right. this game. Listen to this.
I'm not going to lie. I have never seen – so many of the opposing team's fans at a game. And we came from Detroit, and there are a lot of good traveling teams there, but that was wild. Like, Matthew is on a silent count. And then for those of you who don't know what that is, like, he can't call. It's like a, like when he hikes the ball, it's either a loud count or you can hear him. And that's what usually quarterbacks are on when they're at home, or a silent count. Matthew is on a silent count. Jimmy Garoppolo was not, who's the opposing quarterback. It was crazy. Again, I've never seen anything like that, but it made it very hard for us because I guess, you know, we weren't expecting to be on silent count.
She's breaking it down for you. Well, look, it is what it is when you go for, 24 years or however long it was, 22 years without an NFL team. And I'm not going to make fun of her because I sound like a Valley girl, because she's gone through a lot with her health and she's a wonderful person, does work in charity, etc. But she's calling it out because the Rams, let's be honest, Carl, you go almost 2 decades on an NFL team, it's an open city, right? You get all the NFL games you want from 10 a.m. till night, and allegiance is kind of drift in, drift out. The Raiders, the only people that are passionate in L.A. were Raiders fans, and now they're going to Vegas. You know, and I just think Rams fans, how many, what do you have, 5 in the building for the Super Bowl here in Atlanta?
It seemed like
I mean, how many, Raise your hand, none of you are driving, but how many people saw a Rams fan? I think we saw, I saw two walk into the Vortex when I was living in Midtown during that whole, it was New England. It was Rams, it just, it's a strange, it's LA. It is, you know, it's funky how they just, they drift in, drift out, and I don't know. They're just, they are with, you know what I'll say, Carl? It's freaking California. Say what you want. The Niners fans took that stadium over a week ago.
They did, and that's what Kelly's talking about. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think too, Mike, with the Rams, again, you had a generation grow up,
right,
without the Rams football. So, you know, it was the St. Louis Rams, and when you're not around for 20 years, say what you want. It's like a mom or dad, you know, a single parent who's not around, and then you go, hey, we're back. It's all right, I got to see what you're about. I got to see what's going on here. And you had people immediately dive in because they love the NFL. But a lot of people were like, okay, I'll give them a little bit of time only if they're good. That's why I think it's important the Rams did what they did with the star power, Mike. You're in LA. You got to give people a reason to want to come spend that money, man. And it's expensive to go to those games. So,
right.
I agree with you. It is weird. And that's an interesting perspective from Kelly Stafford. That's, by the way, his wife, Stafford's wife.
You got to appreciate, you know, a woman standing up for her man. Hey, meanwhile, we talked about the Patriots and the Bills game pretty evenly matched. Although, you know, Buffalo did kick their butt in Foxborough. It's in Buffalo, but Isaiah Wynn, the former Georgia Bulldog, is out, Carl. He's not going to play. So that's a big piece right there for the offensive line for the Patriots going up against a good Buffalo D.
Yeah, it is, man. I can't wait. Wild card weekend. More to come, including did Brian Flores tell Tua he would rather draft Mac Jones? Everybody's wondering what went down in Miami and why. We'll let you hear that coming up next hour. But when we return, top three at six, Hawks play tonight. Can we get a win streak going? Can we get something going?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.